The news was published on Monday, September 30th, 2024. I am Mike. Ayad Akhtar's latest theatrical masterpiece, McNeil, is making waves in the world of contemporary drama, pushing the boundaries of what we thought possible on stage. This groundbreaking play dives headfirst into the murky waters of artificial intelligence and its profound impact on the creative process, particularly in the realm of writing. Set in a not-so-distant future, McNeil forces us to confront the unsettling reality of large language models that are beginning to challenge our long-held notions of originality and authorship. But let's talk about the man of the hour, Robert Downey Jr. Can you believe it? After more than four decades away from the theater, this Hollywood heavyweight is making his triumphant return to the stage, taking on the lead role of McNeil. It's like watching a prodigal son come home, isn't it? Downey's presence alone is enough to make this production a must-see, but coupled with Akhtar's razor-sharp writing, it's an absolute powerhouse. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Akhtar, in a move that's both bold and somewhat ironic, actually used AI tools like ChatGPT while writing the play. It's like he's inviting the very thing he's critiquing into his creative process. Talk about meta. But Akhtar isn't running scared from AI. No. He sees it as a potential ally, a non-destructive tool that writers can harness to enhance their craft. It's a refreshingly nuanced take in a debate that often devolves into fear-mongering and doomsday predictions. At its core, McNeil is doing something incredibly brave. It's defending the inherent value of art, even when that art is created by deeply flawed human beings. It's asking us to separate the art from the artist, which, let's be honest, is becoming increasingly difficult in our cancel-happy culture. But Akhtar isn't shying away from the tough questions. He's tackling them head-on, forcing us to confront our own biases and preconceptions. Shakespeare's approach to creating his masterpieces offers a fascinating parallel to our modern discussions about AI and creativity. Take King Lear, for instance. It's widely known that the Bard borrowed heavily from an earlier play called King Lear. In fact, about 70% of the words in Shakespeare's version are shared with this predecessor. Now, some might cry foul and label this as plagiarism, but that misses the point entirely. What Shakespeare did was take existing material and transform it into something truly extraordinary. He didn't just copy and paste, he reimagined, reshaped, and breathed new life into those words. The result? One of the greatest tragedies ever written. This isn't a case of simple imitation, it's a prime example of how great art often builds upon what came before. Shakespeare didn't stop there, either. He was a master at weaving together various sources to create his intricate plot lines. In Lear, there's that heart-wrenching scene where Gloucester is led to what he believes is a cliff's edge, ready to end it all. That subplot lifted straight from the pages of Sir Philip Sidney's work. But in Shakespeare's hands, it became an integral part of a much larger, more profound story. This practice of borrowing and adapting wasn't unique to Shakespeare, of course. It reflects a deeper truth about human cognition and creativity. We learn by imitating, by absorbing, and then transforming the ideas and expressions we encounter. It's a fundamental part of how we create and innovate. Now, let's fast forward a few centuries to another seismic shift in the creative landscape, the transition from silent films to talkies in early Hollywood. This was a moment of massive upheaval in the industry, not unlike the AI revolution we're grappling with today. Many feared it would be the death knell for the art of cinema as they knew it. Think about it. Entire careers were built on the expressiveness of silent performances. Suddenly, actors had to worry about how they sounded, not just how they looked. Directors had to figure out how to incorporate dialogue without losing the visual poetry of silent storytelling. It was a fundamental change in how movies were made and experienced. Some of the great silent film stars couldn't make the leap. Their voices didn't match audience expectations, or they struggled with the new demands of spoken dialogue. It seemed like the end of an era, and in many ways, it was. But here's the thing. It also ushered in an incredible new age of creativity in film. Filmmakers and actors who embraced the change found whole new dimensions to explore in their art. Dialogue opened up possibilities for more complex characters and storylines. The addition of synchronized sound effects and music created richer, more immersive experiences for audiences. what initially looked like a threat to the art form ultimately pushed it to new heights. As we look ahead, it's becoming increasingly clear that AI could become a valued collaborator for human artists in ways we're only beginning to imagine. Writers and directors are already starting to experiment with using AI tools to generate ideas or provide critiques of their work. The key is maintaining that essential human creative control and vision while leveraging AI's unique capabilities. It's not about replacing human creativity, but augmenting and enhancing it in new ways. Take screenwriting, for example. An AI assistant could potentially help brainstorm plot points or flesh out character backstories, giving writers a springboard to develop their ideas further. Or it could analyze a draft script and offer suggestions on pacing, dialogue, or narrative structure. The human writer would still be in the driver's seat creatively, but they'd have this powerful tool at their disposal to spark new directions or refine their work. For directors, AI might be able to help visualize scenes or blocking before getting on set. Imagine being able to quickly mock up different staging options or camera angles using AI-generated previews. It could save tons of time and resources in pre-production. Again, the director's artistic vision would still guide everything, but AI could help them explore more possibilities efficiently. The really exciting part is that we're just scratching the surface of how AI could enhance the creative process. As the technology evolves, entirely new artistic movements and genres may emerge that fully embrace AI integration. We might see AI augmented become a recognized category in theater or film, sparking fascinating debates about authorship, originality, and the nature of creativity itself. Imagine plays or movies where certain elements, maybe surreal dream sequences or abstract visual effects, are partially generated by AI based on the creator's prompts and parameters. It could open up wild new frontiers of artistic expression. Of course, it would also raise tricky questions. How do we credit that kind of hybrid human-AI work? At what point does AI assistance cross over into co-creation? The art world will have to grapple with these issues. But you know what? In a way, all this AI talk actually highlights just how irreplaceably human live theater is. As more and more of our entertainment goes virtual or digital, I think we'll see a renewed appreciation for the unique magic of live performance. There's simply no substitute for the electricity of real actors on stage, feeding off the energy of a live audience. No AI can replicate that ineffable human connection. Think about it. In a world of deepfakes and CGI and virtual reality, a flesh-and-blood actor conveying raw emotion right in front of you becomes even more powerful and vital. The theater has always been this sacred space for exploring what it means to be human. Now more than ever, it can serve as this bastion of unmediated human experience and emotion. That's not to say theater won't evolve and incorporate new technologies, but its core essence, that alchemical combination of living, breathing performers and audience members sharing a moment in time and space that will remain uniquely powerful. If anything, the contrast with increasingly virtual forms of entertainment will only heighten theater's specialness. So, while AI may change many aspects of how art is created, I believe it will also remind us of what's irreplaceable about human artistry. The nuance of a great actor's performance, the electricity of live music, the boldness of a director's vision, those deeply human qualities will always be at the heart of transformative art. AI can be a powerful new paintbrush, but the artist wielding it will still be flesh and blood, heart and soul. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mike.